I'd like you to take your Bible in your hand, if you have it with you, and say with me, please, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Shall we pray together? Father, we thank you that you are committed to us and have demonstrated it by giving your only Son to redeem us from the curse. And for that, we give you thanks. We ask that you will reveal the truth into our spirit this morning, that we might see Jesus in all his glory, in his holiness, and in his majesty. Because we ask it in his powerful name. Amen. Today is the fourth part of a series that I've been doing this month. And if you haven't heard all four parts, I would encourage you to ask for a CD at the end of the meeting. They all link together. And the subject matter is, what is man? The psalmist said in Psalm 4 and verse 8, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the church has largely neglected, generally, to ask the question and answer it, what is man? Tonight, this morning, I wouldn't attempt to recap on the whole of the three messages that I've given on this subject. Sufficient to say that the foundation stone that I have built all this upon is found in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, where God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. He's speaking about you and me. Now, this might be a difficult concept to take hold of, but it's the truth. Jesus said, my word is truth. And Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, he said, but the natural man, that means the five senses, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Friends, if when you go to church, or even when you read your Bible, you have difficulty understanding, it's because you're trying to do it with the five senses. And spirit doesn't communicate with brain. Spirit communicates with spirit. And it is essential that each one of us understands that our spirit must take control of our senses. I quoted from E.W. Kenyon, who said, until your spirit gains the mastery over your senses, your faith will never be strong and vigorous. Now, if you take nothing else home with you, please take that home with you this morning. Until your spirit gains mastery over your senses, your faith will never be strong and vigorous. We are impulse-led day by day. I speak from experience. I know it is the nature of man to believe what he sees, what he hears, what he feels, what he smells. His senses control him. But Jesus has brought in a way for the Spirit to be reconnected, to have fellowship, partnership with the Holy Spirit of God. This morning, I want each one of you that knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that has been born again, to understand this morning that you are not a sinner saved by grace. You were a sinner, and then you were saved, and then you became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I have to tell myself several times every day that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, in spite of how I feel, in spite of what thoughts are coming into my mind, what I think of myself, because my thoughts would want to denigrate myself, would want to put me down. But the Bible says that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 that man shall not live by bread alone. That meant that man doesn't just live by getting up, having breakfast, going to work, earning a living so that he can pay the bills, coming home, having a rest, and going to bed. Man shall not live by bread alone, but... And whenever you see a but, it means that what's coming after will change everything that went before. But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Friends, this morning, every word that God has spoken is available to you and I to live by. And we make the choice. Man shall live by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Man is a spirit being, because the Bible says that God is spirit, and God made man in his image and in his likeness. If he made us in his likeness, he made us a spirit. And you are not a body. The body is the transporter of you, the spirit. That is why you can live forever and evermore. The body may get tired. The body may even decay away. But you will live forever. I used to wonder, how can I live forever when I've seen my father and mother put in the grave and I'm heading the same way? But I am not a body. I was given a body to transport the real me, the spirit. Now, everybody's spirit has one of two spirits. You either have a born-again spirit that is in fellowship and communion with God, or you have an unregenerate spirit. A spirit that is subservient to Satan, whom Jesus described as the prince of this world, the ruler of this present age. And so I want to progress further this morning and say that there are several great forces that emanate from the recreated human spirit. There are forces that do not come from the unregenerate spirit. And there are many forces. We won't have time to look at them all, so don't worry. I'm not going to keep you here until 6 o'clock tonight. I want you to be able to go home, have a cup of tea, and come back at 6 o'clock for the preacher tonight. There are several forces that emanate from the born-again spirit, the recreated spirit. The first one that I would list, and the most important one, I think, is faith. It comes from the recreated spirit. Faith is not a product of reason. It is the babe of the born-again spirit. God is a faith spirit. Everything God did, he did by faith. There was no doubt in God. There was no unbelief in God. God is a faith spirit, and he made us in his likeness. Keep up with me. And you, if you are born again, recreated, you are a faith spirit. Jesus gave us the perfect example of this. He lived this earth by faith. He walked by faith. He healed the sick by faith. He gave sight to the blind by faith. There was never doubt. It was always the faith spirit working within him. And by faith, Jesus stood at the grave of Lazarus, a corpse that was decaying. They told him, by now he stinks. But Jesus didn't go by his senses, by what he heard, or by what he smelt. Jesus went by faith. And he said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. He lived by faith. He had a faith spirit. We know that all creation obeyed the faith voice of Jesus. It wasn't just human beings. It was the tree. It was the storm. It was the fish with a coin in its mouth. The whole of nature obeyed the faith voice of Jesus. Friends, this morning I want you to know that God was so pleased with his son Jesus that he intends to fill the earth with people like him. Do you walk by faith this morning? If you have a recreated spirit, you have a faith spirit. And a battle will go on inside of you if you try to walk by your senses as a born-again, recreated spirit. Because the recreated spirit was made to live by faith. Another great force that comes from the recreated human spirit is righteousness. I lived for decades amongst a religious organization that told me that I was nobody, I was worthless, and I had to be humble. I had to humble myself. I was nothing. But then I read more of God's word and I began to believe it after many years. Because God's word told me that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, either they were right, or the Bible was right. And I had to make a decision. And you have to decide this morning. You're either a worthless sinner that's simply saved by grace, got an insurance policy to get you into heaven, or today, as a recreated spirit, made in the likeness of God, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Someone might be thinking, David, you're giving people a license to sin. People don't need a license to sin. You have the choice to live in righteousness or to ignore it. And I find in all my travels that man generally remains a prisoner of sin consciousness. And he does this until he discovers the righteousness fact. It needs to become a living reality in your and my life every day. That you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There can be no development of faith as long as sin consciousness dominates the human spirit. Pardon me. It is an unhappy fact that the church has developed sin consciousness by preaching sin. A man, when he is honest with himself, knows that in him there is no good thing until he is born again. And then he becomes a new creature, a new species of being, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you will have turmoil and turbulence if you try to live as the old person when you are the new person. It doesn't work. If you try to be two people at the same time, they will label you as schizophrenic. This morning, you are a new creation. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And the just shall live by faith. If only the churches had preached the cure of sin and made clear the fact of eternal life, which is the nature of God, which is righteousness. Righteousness is the nature of God. If you have been born again, you have become the nature of God because you were created in his image and in his likeness. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh or the senses, but walk according to the Spirit, the born-again Spirit, the recreated Spirit, the Spirit that is in union, and harmony, fellowship, and partnership with God. Sin and or Satan has no dominion over the man who knows he is the righteousness of God. It's when you feel that you are no good, a failure, and convicted that you lose control. You are controlled by your senses. Feelings have no part in my life. I am what the Bible says. And when I was diagnosed with angina, as many of you know, I was told there was no cure. I went to the Word of God for God's opinion, and God's opinion said that by His stripes you are healed. He also said that He sent His Word and healed me. Who was I to believe? The earthly physician or the heavenly physician? The earthly consultant or the creator of the universe? And I chose to believe that I was, not by feelings. I didn't feel any different at that point. I still felt ill. But the Bible said that I was healed, that I was well. And so I believed the word, and feelings follow believing. Believing, when it follows feeling, it will be of the flesh, of the unregenerate, of the ruler of this world, if you allow your feeling, your faith to follow your feelings. Your feelings must follow your faith. And when we realize that it shall have no more dominion over me, then how masterful it makes Christianity. You can reign triumphantly in power and majesty because you are one with Christ Jesus. Jesus said, only this morning I read through John 14, 15, 16, and 17, where Jesus so clearly tells us that I am in you and you in me. As the branch is part of the vine, so you are part of me. And we become masterful like Jesus was when he lived on this earth. And God intends to fill the earth with people like him. Not only do we have faith, not only do we have righteousness, but we have wisdom. How many times have I heard people say that I know nothing? I haven't a clue. I have no idea. It's not what the Bible says. It does not make any difference how much knowledge one has if he does not know how to use it. And the Bible tells us, particularly in Proverbs 1, 2, and 3, that we can have the wisdom that comes from God. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding come through the Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30 tells us that Jesus became for us wisdom. He became for us wisdom. There are only two sources of wisdom. One is from Satan and one is from God. James, who grew up in the household with Jesus, in his epistle in chapter 3, he tells us that this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. That's one type of wisdom. But in James chapter 1 and verse 5, he says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally. Who giveth liberally. Yes, you're hearing me right. And upbraideth not. Any man lacks, do you believe it? Do you believe the word? I had to make a deliberate choice that I wouldn't follow my feelings. I would follow the word. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. And I asked, and I received by faith. We could pursue many other things, but time doesn't permit. This new relationship with God, when our spirit has been recreated, will also give us love. It will give us fruit-bearing branches. It will give us joy. It will also give to us peace. It will give to us long-suffering. We will be able to cope with and tolerate the ways of the unregenerate. Jesus promised cooperation with our spirit. In John 14 and verse 16, turn with me if you have your Bible, please. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. Jesus said, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you for a week, until you go to work. No. And he will abide with you forever and ever and ever." Verse 17, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him." Do you see the connection there? That the Spirit of truth the world cannot receive because Babylon cannot receive what it cannot see. It's limited to its five senses. It's the unregenerate. Babylon cannot receive what it cannot see. We see both spirits. There is the Babylonian spirit, the unregenerate, the unborn again, the preborn again, or there is the born again, the recreated spirit, that has become one with the Holy Spirit. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." I want to ask you this morning, is the Holy Spirit being held hostage in your life? Is he being suppressed into a back room and locked away? Or do you receive that he has given his spirit that he may be in us and part of us? If we turn over the page to John and chapter 17, and at verse 14, we read these words. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of this world, just as I am not of this world." The born again, the recreated, are not of this world any more than Jesus was of this world. Yes, They are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. Verse 15, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world. Jesus is here praying for us to the Father. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Friends, this morning, you have been created in the image and likeness of God. It has been declared that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus now. And Jesus said that I send them into the world just as you sent me. Just as the Father sent Jesus, Jesus is sending you into the world to live by faith as Jesus lived by faith. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Are we willing this morning to walk as Jesus walked, to come out and to be separate? And touch not the unclean things. We are not of this world. Jesus said that the devil has nothing in me. He doesn't have anything in me. Are you walking as Jesus walked? Does the devil have anything in you? Does he have a foothold? Has he captivated part of your life? Or can you say this morning, he has nothing in me? Because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by his infinite mercy. His child, and forever I am. Do you know who you are? The psalmist said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Do you believe what God says of you? We said together at the beginning, didn't we? That I am what the Bible says I am. I have what the Bible says I have. And I can do what the Bible says I can do. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that your word is truth. And we believe this morning. We refuse to doubt. We believe and receive that we are who you said we are, and that we can do what you said that we can do. And so we walk by faith and not by feeling. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will help each one of us this morning to draw a line in the sand and to step over the line and say, from this moment on, I am a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. You promised in the book of Ezekiel that you would take away from us the heart of stone and put within us a new spirit. And we believe your word and we receive it this morning, that we are the righteousness of God. That when you look down on us, you see the blood of Jesus Christ, and we have no past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. I invite you this morning that today, not tomorrow, not when you've made adjustments, but today, that you make the decision that you will be what God called you to be. A child of God, a new creation, the righteousness of God, and a person who lives by faith and not by sight. Now is the accepted time, the Bible said. Today is the day of soteria. Soteria, salvation, wholeness, nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing malfunctioning. Today is the day of salvation. Father, we come to you. Hallelujah. And we receive. Drink at the fountain. And we will never be the same again. Amen. Go in peace.